Good afternoon. This meeting of House Transportation Committee will come to order at 1:54 in room 124. Today's Thursday, April 12th. Members present are Representative Clayman, Representative Kopp, Representative Newman, Representative Sullivan Leonard, and myself, co-chair Stutes. Let the record reflect we do in fact have a quorum to conduct business. Today we'll be hearing House Bill 263, Transportation Services for Hunters, sponsored by Representative Knopf. This is our second hearing on this bill, and it is our intention to get a refresher course from the representative and his staff, Jamie Jones, and then we will entertain questions from the committee. And if it is the will of this committee, we can move this bill along. So with that, I will have Representative Knopf and his staff come identify themselves for the record, their affiliation, and give us a refresher course. And we have Representative Drummond joining us.
Thank you, Madam Chair, committee members. Madam Chair, thank you for hearing this a second time. This is Representative Gary Knopf, for the record, representing House District 30, Kenai, Soldotna area. And with me is...
For the record, I'm Jamie Jones.
Madam Chair, just a refresher, HB 263. The intent of 263 is simply to apply the same exemption to water taxi operators that is in current statute for air taxi operators. And the exemption really has three parts. It says that to transport hunters or their gear, it must be incidental to your main line of business. And you cannot charge a premium for that service. And you cannot advertise that service without having to have a transporter licenses. So we bring this forward. We think it's a it come at the request of a water taxi operator in Katchemack Bay, Madam Chair, and we think it's an equitable thing. We think it's really a very little impact, if any, whatsoever. We just can't really gauge. I never thought about the time we brought this bill forward, but it seems to be more prevalent down here in Southeast than it actually is up in the central areas. And so, Madam Chair, I think at that, I'll leave it and just answer questions and concerns anybody may have.
Do we have any questions for Representative Knopf from this committee? Representative Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, or Madam Chair. Welcome, Representative Knopf. Again, does this, if somebody is, like you'd mentioned, if they're on a Coast Guard certified boat, but they're not don't have a transporter license, if somebody wants to hunt, this doesn't make it so that there's less requirements for that boat that were required by the Coast Guard or safety, anything like that, does it?
To the chair, Representative Newman, it does not, and I'm gonna actually let my staff answer most of the questions. She's done most of the research on it, but I'll just let her go ahead and.
So, through the chair, Representative Newman.
Could you identify yourself?
This is Jamie Jones, for the record.
Thank you.
So, they'd still have to be in compliance with all the Coast Guard and federal regulations, just like the pilots have to still be in compliance with FAA. Even when they're flying under this exemption, they all have to still have, like, a six-pack license or whatever, however many passengers their boat will carry. Then they'll get their Coast Guard license through there.
Follow up,
Representative Newman. So,
no, this doesn't change any of that, any safety for things. So I think what it just simply makes it so that if somebody, my friend Clem Tillion, I think, moves people back and forth around in Ketchumack Bay, is basically a water taxi. But he may take somebody over as going hunting, but just as a basic taxi service is what he does. He moves people around in his boat. If it's a hunter, this is what allow this. But if he couldn't move somebody on his boat who was going to go hunting, even though he's just a taxi service, under this bill, this would allow that to happen. But currently, he can't do that without a transporter license.
Through the chair, Representative Newman, I believe that's true. I don't believe the gentleman you spoke of over there can, if he operates a water taxi business, I believe he's prohibited from assisting hunters in any way, shape, or form without the exemption, because it doesn't apply to him currently. So that means he would be prohibited from transporting them, assisting them, even renting them boats or cabins. It would be a prohibition without this exemption.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Are there other questions from this committee? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion. Representative Drummond. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 263-30-LS1142-A with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal notes.
Representative Drummond, we do not have public testimony open. I guess I jumped the gun a little bit. I see there is someone here that would like to testify, and I'm going to allow them. There is only one. We have two people to testify, one of which has already testified on this bill. So I will allow Mr. Hegarty, and I will allow him 2 minutes for...
Do I need to withdraw my motion?
Please withdraw.
It's withdrawn, Madam Chair.
Thank you. So I'm going to allow Mako Hegarty 2 minutes for testimony, opening public testimony. Mr. Hegarty?
Yes, I hear you, and thank you very much for letting me speak to this. I would really like to thank
I need you to identify yourself and your affiliation for the record before you start, if you would, please.
Okay, yeah. My name is Mako Hegarty, and I'm the owner and operator of Mako's Water Taxi here in Homer. And anyway, thank you for this opportunity, and I'd like to thank Representative Knopp for bringing this forward. I think it's just basically, from my standpoint, the way I see it, it looks just like a house cleaning measure to me. Maybe there weren't a lot of water taxis when the original law was written, but the fact that we were not included with the air service or air taxis looks like an oversight to me. Basically, we take people across the bay to go to the park, and to us, there is no difference between a hiker, a kayaker, and a hunter. They're all people looking for transportation, and that's all we provide is transportation. Why the state thinks that a hunter is different and requires different permits for us has never made a lot of sense to me, because as far as I'm concerned, a hunter is just a camper with a gun. And so that's why I think that the language in this in the law needs to be cleaned up, and that's why I fully support this bill.
Thank you, and thank you for your testimony. And with that, I see no others online to testify, so I'm going to close public testimony. And now, Representative Drummond, I would entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 263-30-LS1142-A with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal notes.
Hearing no objections, House Bill 263 version 30-LS1142-A moves from committee. And with that, and seeing no further business at this time to come before this committee, I will adjourn at 2:03.